Don't walk away, boy. My love won't hurt you. Don't walk away, boy. I'll be right there for you.
Don't walk away.
Don't walk away, boy. Don't walk away, boy. Don't walk away, boy. I'll be right there for you. You said all these things that I like to hear. You push all my buttons, baby. Have to have you close to me. Wanna be your love. Wanna be for sure. That is me you need, baby. Each and every night. Wow.
Wow. Wow. You really,
baby,
you really...
don't misunderstand.
Oh, wow.
I want you for my man. I need a little time. That's why I give you my love. Don't walk away. Boy, you're going to have to stop me. I won't hurt you. Nick, you need to stop me. Don't walk away. Boy. I'm just going to let me keep going. I'll be right there for you.
This is why we don't have rights to know, because we give you hoes a fucking yard and you take a fucking cinema.
Baby, madam, don't misunderstand.
Miss Lady, it's an intro. It is an intro.
I want intro. You for my man.
I'm going to hang up this phone, you know.
You can't hang up the phone. You are contractually obliged to give me half an hour of your time.
Oh, I know.
Everyone thinks that we do this show to entertain them. No. It's to entertain me. Like it's this, so you have to sit there and listen to me for half an hour.
I don't think people realize that we have to amend our own friendship. We can't call each other and say certain things anymore. Like, it's been like this for four years since this bullshit began.
4 years of you not doing what?
A podcast.
Of you not doing what? Yeah, I mean, you're still on the podcast, so you haven't yet left.
I know.
Or another way to say leaving would be to say, I don't know, something like walking away.
No.
Are you saying you haven't walked away yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't walked away because you haven't walked away, to which I would say, don't walk away.
Stop.
My love won't hurt you. Don't walk away, Nick. I'll be right there for you.
This is why Beyonce left Destiny's Child, because Kelly always wanted to be in the middle. This is why Beyonce left. Which implies that I am the Beyonce.
The implication was heard.
it was felt.
I'm not sure I agree, but it was heard.
Miss Lady, Miss Mayor.
Can you do me a favor, please? Can you move slightly closer to your microphone?
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Well, welcome to the show. This is the Loud Brown Gays. So joining me, Dan James LDN. For some reason, I am hyped today. I've not had a Monster Energy or anything.
Have you been drinking that Chardonnay?
You know I don't drink.
Have you been drinking the Chardonnay?
Now, we're going to get into her. Okay, Rodney, Renesmee, Nadine. Renee. I've heard many options.
Chardonnay, you know.
We'll get to her a little bit later. But yeah, I'm Dan James, Dan James LDN on Instagram. You can find me there. This is Nick Charles. It's Nick Charles on Instagram and Twitter. You can find him there.
Hi.
If you want to do something? Famously, the podcast with two hosts, but four first names. So
I know.
Sebastian Edwards. Edwards.
Can we also to go back before we get into in Story of the Streets, to go back to what you just said earlier about the podcast being this long. A lot of podcasts have come and gone, but we are still striving.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of podcasts, the hosts have decided to potentially stop doing it. Mm-hmm. They might have decided to cease or desist. Mm-hmm. Some would say that they have walked away from their projects. To which I would say to you, Nick.
Don't walk away, boy. Stop.
My love won't hurt you.
No more.
Don't walk away.
No more, Mrs. James. You're killing me.
I'm so happy that I find myself really funny.
I mean, I'm sure the listeners are going to be very intrigued when they hear all this happening. I just let you go run with a win, Fabulous.
Look, if we have anyone left listening after 5 minutes, you true fans, you day ones, we respect and enjoy you.
You know what's scary before we get into that? No, it's scary. The fact that people still listen to the show and still tag us and be like, what's it you said? What's this you said last week? And we're like, what are you on about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Stop telling me.
Don't ask me something on a Saturday night.
Don't ask me. The show goes up on a Wednesday most of the time. Don't ask me on Wednesday morning what I've said because I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I barely remember the title.
And don't stop me on the entrance to the dark room. It's rude. Ask me on the way out.
You can stop her on the entrance to that room. That's funny. That is
right.
Funny.
Talk to us. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, you want some stories from the streets?
Oh, you? Yes. Yes. Let's go. Let's go. Let's start this week with Dan Discusses. This is the new part of the podcast. Dan Discusses.
Dan is disgusted. Dan yeah, is disgusting on. And disgusted. So this is what he means by we have to edit our friendship. Because there are just times where I have no idea what's happening. And I would want to text Nick. Okay, so my story from the streets. Mm-hmm. Because somebody needs to be told off.
Oh, God.
And I'm the one to do it. Okay, so we're in Pisces season. And for some reason, half of my friends are Pisces. I don't know how this has happened to me. I don't know why I invite that kind of chaos into my life, but that's what I've got, right? That means every weekend, birthday, birthdays, birthday, birthday, birthday. Oh, Dan, you're so popular. Oh my God, you've got so many friends. Oh, you're invited to everything. Yes, I am. Deal with it, okay? I'm tired of you bitches getting mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going out and we're going to a little club. Now, we're going to a mirror. We're going to feel it, which is kind of like you go to Friday night for your slightly older gays who don't want to go like kiki at heaven anymore. You're going to go to feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to you about consideration amongst your fellow gays when it comes to smells. Mm. When it comes to smells. Now, a true girl, one of the divas, if you are out and you are smelling just a little bit funky, one of your friends will come up to you and be like, hey, girl, you might want to go like rinse the mouth out. If we're at a house party, like maybe it's time, like it's a shower situation. And then we come back because we don't want you out here looking foolish and getting clowned for it. Right?
Mm,
mm. Right. I thought that was how we were all moving. Apparently not. Apparently some people have decided to stake their claim to being funky in the club. And I will not have it, Nick. I will not have it.
Mm-mm.
So I'm dancing in Nancy's, which is like the pop room. I'll feel it because I can't do the main room. There's too many people and it's too boom, 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 boom. And we've been here 100 times. We know what the deal is.
We know the aunt. The aunt.
There is a man next to me.
In a cubicle or just standing next to you?
Just on the dance floor
mm-hmm.
next to me. And I am like, why am I smelling? It's like, what is that? What's that heat that's coming at me that I'm getting? It was so intensely fresh, what I smelled. So I'm looking around and I'm seeing my group of girls and some friends that I know and their friends. And I was like, I don't trust any of you. No, I trust all of you to have your shit together and know what you smell like.
Yeah, because we've grown.
Exactly. And I was like, I have a functional nose. I can smell things. No hate to the non-nosed community who have lost their sense of smell. Okay, yeah. You have a hard life.
That's on you.
Although I would say, if you had to lose one sense, smell's the one that's going to go, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like I'd seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, all fine. The smell one, like, how often do I really need it?
True. I don't know. Most of the times, it tastes food.
But taste is its own sense, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to lose my hearing, though.
No, hearing and sight are the two that I would definitely keep.
Yeah, okay.
But no one's offering, so I'm not into some kind of Faustian bargain with some kind of genie.
I feel like if I'm showing every day and I'm keeping myself clean and tidy, I could lose the smell.
Yeah, it's fine. I will trust that the process I follow means I smell nice. And then I will also trust that those around me will be honest with me if I don't smell nice.
Exactly.
And I'll pull my shit together like I have to. Correct. Anyway, I turn to the side. There is this man. Now, Nick, you have partaken in some gay frivolities before, right?
Correct, correct.
You understand that sometimes you might get caught up in the heat of the moment at the club and you might get down and thingy and no one's prepared, okay?
No, most of the time no one's prepared in the club.
And I have no issue with that. You knock your girls out, girls, I don't mind. But let me tell you one thing, okay? If you have the audacity to eat some unwashed ass and then take your ass back to the dance floor without having a little run that tap and have a little rinse, like, that's just inconsiderate.
We in trouble.
Because the smell travels. So I'm going to describe this like I'm describing a cologne or a candle. Like, we have top note, the note that hits you first on the palate as you're smelling, unwashed ass. Okay?
Yes.
Full, straight up, like, we get it. Ooh, rough.
Rough.
The body of the smell, the smell that carries over after the unwashed ass smell has gone, the body, vomit. So we have, at some point in this man's journey through his night, he has eaten some unwashed ass, or maybe that's just how his breath smell. I don't know. He has gotten too far into his night and thrown up. And then, number one, heinous enough. And in number two, also heinous. Number three, you come stand next to me, and then you open your mouth and talk to me? You talk to me.
Mm-mm.
Why you smell like that? Make it make sense. Make it make sense to me, Nick, because I don't get it.
I don't understand how he didn't mind map his entire evening, because Daniel, I know for a fact, if I have had some Coco Loco in the Choco Choco, it's time to walk a walker with some water. Easily. Mm. That's point blank, period. Everybody knows this. Unless you have physically not been used to man-on-man play, or what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? In a public setting as well? Even worse.
If you want to be that nasty, you be that nasty.
Dan, how did you even deal with that?
Don't bring it in. It gets worse. It gets worse. Don't bring it into my life, okay? I could move away from you. By the time I notice you're trying to talk to me, I'm like, sir, have you not had enough fun for the night? You've been eating from the banquet, okay? The booty banquet has been hitting you, and you've been having a taste of everything. You couldn't handle that or your drink, so you threw up. And then you didn't even have the audacity to splash the water around that mouth or even go to the bar and be like, can I get a shot of vodka and do a vodka rinse from your mouth? Get the alcohol swilling in there and just spit it back out in the sink?
But not even that. The fact that you must tell you something. If you're being sick from the value meal you just eat, maybe you're eating from the wrong menu.
Look, I know you're getting 2-day-old chicken selects in your meal and you didn't expect that.
That hot ass mouth, ew. There's nothing wrong that eats. There's nothing that, don't get me wrong, I know sometimes the girls are not prepared, but there's nothing more than a man eating out a hot, rotten ass and then come to say hi and hello. Your mouth has to make a big gulp to say the words hello. Oof.
And it's hot.
Ooh.
And we're dancing and it's sweaty.
No, man.
And you're coming close to me so I can hear you. And that's what you want to do to me? Okay, let me tell you the third part.
I can feel the heat, you know. I can feel the heat.
Let me get into the bass notes on this. So this is where really where I lost my mind. So you eat an unwashed bus. Knock yourself out. Have a great time. Don't bring that smell near me. You then throw up by yourself and don't clean up, okay?
Mm-mm.
To the point where I can smell it on you?
Mm-mm.
Problems. You are then talking to me. It is at the point in the night where this room is closing. So they are clearing us out. I am going up to whatever staff member is working nearby. And I'm like, I think this person might need some help because they don't seem like they're in a good state. They smell really bad, like really bad. And I think they might need to just like go home. So I'm telling them, tell me why security and the bar staff thought that they were my friend. And they were like, well, you got to take your friend home. And I'm like, I'm going to have to take who home?
Not my friend.
My friend.
Oh.
The way the staff at Omira thought that, number one, I would ever let my friends be in that state.
Mm-mm.
The way I would have been forcing them into the bathroom and washing their mouth out myself. Because we ain't going down like this.
I know that's right.
Dragging you by the hand and the hair straight into the bathroom.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I don't know about you, but I know my selective group of friends, you included. We have a little etiquette. I ain't getting drunk in the club. Mm-mm.
I mean, I'll get drunk in the club, but I'll hold myself together.
Yeah. You don't even know.
The way I have barely been a liability when I'm drunk in my life, I still know what's going on.
Very that.
Like, it's shock. People would genuinely be shocked if they had to look after me.
Oh, God, I'd be a mess.
But the way I was telling these staff, I was like, oh, no, I don't know him. He was just next to me as this closed. And they were like, oh, okay, but you know, you really should stay. I'm like, uh-uh.
Excuse me? I really should stay.
I am not Mother Teresa in this moment. You take him.
Baby, wrap it up and get that man out.
That is your problem. This is your venue.
Yeah.
That ain't my problem. I have spent the last, what feels like 7 years, stood next to that man. It might have been 6 seconds. But with that smell, time stood still.
And they tell you, you should take care of your friends.
And
wow.
You want me to sort
bold of them to assume you came there with people.
Bold of them to assume he came there with people. And then to assume on top of that, I am that people.
They probably thought, oh, it's like his little twink, it's fine.
I'm sorry, but if my friend was in trouble to that state, why would I be going up to the security and being like, oh, hey, can you kick my friend out?
Absolutely not. That's not how we roll. I'm taking you out. Let's go.
Go. We're going to find a dark corner to sit down in. I'm going to get you some water. Once you get back on your feet and you don't smell like somebody else's shit, we can take you home.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
So, yeah, I guess the lesson from this story of the streets is, number one, if you're going to be doing it down and dirty in the club, you really, just a salt water rinse, just anything, anything to clean out some of that smell from it. Mm. And, like, if you can't smell it.
Do you know what's interesting? You should say that. I actually walk, so don't mind me, but I'll just tell the girls.
Where is this going?
I walk with a little mini toothbrush in my bag everywhere I go. A little one, just a little one with a little toothpaste. Because you never know when it's needed.
See, I'm with you. I'm thinking it's about time to start moving around. Like, the deodorant's always there.
Always.
Ideally, I've got some moisturizer in the bag. Because, you know, the knees and elbows are going to be looking clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe it's time to add the toothbrush.
Yeah. You know our Gabby, who we love
the
door.
Yeah, yeah.
Gabby, you go out with Gabby on a night out, and she is a walking boots super drug. Baby, the woman have deodorant, aftershave, moisturizer, everything. The woman even have, she even have a portable, one of those little portable fans, if she get warm in the club. The girlies know what they're doing.
She is the super drug.
Mm-hmm. She is super drug,
100%. She is the super drug. Anyway, well, that was stories from the streets. Nick, you want to tell me something? What's going on in the world of pop culture and celebrities?
I want to tell you something. I just want to know. I want to know, and this is very weird for me to be saying this. I want to ask Miss Dua Lipa just one little question. Just one. Baby, this dad who is managing you, please fire this man. Please fire this man. Dua, I love you and I adore you. But this promotional rollout for this album dropping next month is poor. Poor. And this is, don't get me wrong, I love the girly. You know, I'm a big Dua Lipa fan. But let me tell you why I'm having a little problem here.
Sorry, a Dua Lipa fan's called DLs.
No, they're called loves.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to say, ain't none of you DL.
Imagine Dua Lipa fan were called DLs.
You maybe get away with being a DL Beyonce fan. But the minute you start singing Levitating, we're like, go, we got you clocked. Welcome to the clubhouse.
No, so basically, Dua has So since I've been a fan of Julie for a very long time, she's always worked with a team. However, on recent times, her dad has now become her manager, which is fine. But if you have seen Dua Lipa's album rollout in lockdown, it was phenomenal. Great. The album was number one, the end, whatever. She have released two singles from this new album called, let me tell you, because that's how much I don't care.
It's called like...
Radical Optimism.
See, I was going to say it's called like Delayed Upbringing or something.
Some shit like that. Radical Optimism. Baby, and I don't know how the fuck you're going to give us an album with fucking... I literally thought it was part two for Finding Nemo. Why the fuck we have a fucking shark and you on a fucking screen? Baby, what are we doing? Miss Dua Lipa. Miss Lipa, girl.
It's confusing to me because I'm like, so you did Houdini. And then the gays lied to me and said it was going to be one of the best pop songs that had ever been released ever. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh, it's a Dua Lipa song. It's cute. And then we got training season, not training day. Rest in peace, Denzel Washington.
Which, he's not dead. Not this. Anyway.
But yeah, and then the artwork for this one, you're on a pole, you're hanging from a pole. Right, and then the album we're in the sea.
Where's the map? Because it's not good. I get it. Your first two albums, you were finding yourself as a pop girly, and your albums have done well. Do you just because it's a third album? You can't get lazy now, girl. Don't get lazy now. And you're doing that because you're lazy. Because why? Your father is your manager. Your father, not a team that was behind you for a very long time. Not Sony Warner, not Warner Records. You have your father behind you. And you are telling me that your father, who is a failed musician, is your marketing director? Well, we're lost. We're lost. Because this album has, baby, this album has no aesthetic. None. I'm sorry to tell you, Miss Lipa. But there's no album. Houdini was cute, and then you dropped the fucking training season, which I swear you're fucking filming Barry's. It's giving Barry's Red Room. Yes.
I have a question. How do gays afford their expensive gym membership and their business classes?
Don't. I had this conversation the other day.
It can't all be credit card points. It can't be.
Can I tell you how much for a newbie Barry's class? It is £9 in Manchester. As a newbie class. But if you want to go as a drop-in, it's £20? And people paying this? Madness. I want to know who is sucking dick in Barry's to be paying this money. Who's sucking my dick when I walk through those doors? Who?
I mean, it's probably some of them.
That too.
So, like, the Barry's instructors, the gay ones... Number one, how you all look exactly the same?
Replicas of each
where
other.
This is where we need Dua Lipa and her Houdini. Let's work out some fucking mysteries or whatever. Because they're all identical. Like, identical.
Daniel.
And I was like, I thought we all grew up gay and like shit at PE. At what point did we switch that over and then we all have to become hit class instructors?
Well, it's like the girlies who do CrossFit. What is wrong with you all?
Well, CrossFit girlies are different because they're hardcore Christians. Okay?
That part. CrossFit they're Mormons. Girlies
are in denial and they are doing like swinging pull-ups and Olympic lifts to fight the gays. Like, that's what they need. When we know inside, like, okay, girly. But Barry's classes, I'm just like... I'm sorry, gay kids at school, we were awkward. We were into weird shit. We were skinny and scared. Okay? When did we become hit class instructors?
I don't know.
When did we get into it?
Do you know what's mad to me?
Are they growing the gays that become Barry's instructors?
Mm-mm. And you know what's the worst part? I literally went to the Barry's website just the other day just to look at the different... Because there's a Barry in Manchester and Liverpool now because we have it up north because of course we do. And I was looking at the website for the girlies and the gays. And Dan, let me tell you something. All the entire website, everybody looks the exact way. when you go to Gymbox, there's some kind of there's the menu is different at Gymbox and Third Space, but Barry's, oh my god, what is the same people?
The Gymbox gays and the Third Space gays go to Barry's as well, and I don't know where people are getting the income.
Where are we getting the money?
Going on the holidays, traveling business class. What is the credit card debt? How have you not reached your limits?
And going Glastonbury. What is wrong with you people? Where are you
going? Going every festival going. Primavera. Somehow go to Primavera and Mighty Hoopla, even though they're on at the same weekend. Any big night out. Like, what is the income stream? And don't tell me it's OnlyFans, because I know the OnlyFans girls, and a bunch of them don't go to Barry's, okay? You Barry's people, you work in some kind of corporate job. You got a clock in 9 to 5, which is why I'm surprised I see you at the party on the Sunday. Yeah, let's all wrap this up by brunch so we can go home, get some sleep, and then we can clock in. You know, stop having birthdays. It's a lot. Do you know what else is a lot? If we're talking about it, if we're talking about rollouts, let's talk about it. Come on. Let's talk about it. Take it from me.
Are we talking about... Do you want to sip some Chardonnay while we roll
May
out this information?
The Country Music Awards burn in hell for the rest of eternity. May they never know peace, because they disrespected that lady so much that she got in the car. She got in the car, the Sprinter, after her performance, and she started writing down. She was like, cowboy car, next mission, destroy country music, make it Beyonce.
And so she will. And so
and
she
so
will.
She will.
And we will be right here.
They're going to play in her face and try and not give her anything. And she's going to walk into that award show and be like, hi, you didn't want me here. I'm here.
Dan, let me tell you something. Suck my dick. Let me tell you something. Beyonce is a woman who doesn't give words very often. When she does, it's for a reason. But when she wrote that cowboy cutter paragraph today on Instagram, I know she came for blood.
This isn't country album. This is a Beyonce album.
Correct. Madam, she came for blood.
Madam.
She came for blood. She said, you all are going to make me look. The woman said that she was in a place that made her feel so out of place. And we know where that was. Country Music Awards. We're coming for you.
You didn't make Beyonce feel welcome in a space when she released Daddy Lessons. One of the best things on Lemonade. And you were like, you so committed to your racism that you couldn't see the glory that was in front of you. And she was pregnant with the twins at that time. So you got three glories. Plus she brought the chicks back. And y'all, after how you did them. It's wild to me. It is wild to me the levels that racist people will go just to deny themselves joy.
I could only imagine how she felt out of place. And for Beyonce to be so vocal about that. Yeah, she must have been hurt about that. But she's about to show you all how it goes. And she is... What is lovely to see right now is the fact that in the UK, a country song is number one for what? 5 weeks?
Where are we on now? Is it still number one?
We're going on number 6, honey. She's going for the 6 week. Beyonce's longest number one in the UK.
Jesus, 4th consecutive week.
Right? Baby, we're winning. Cowboy Cuff is here to stay.
We do love that fucking song, though. Like, as a
name. It in Texas.
Because it
ain't. It comes down there.
You got people in Kings Lynn. Kings Lynn. Yeah, this ain't Texas.
Yeah.
Kings Lynn ain't got anything else going on.
What the fuck is Kings Lynn?
Exactly. My listeners in Kings Lynn. Shout out Kings Lynn.
Yeah,
we love
shout
you
out to Kings Lynn.
Okay, let me quickly wrap up. Let me tell you something with one thing that I want to tell you about. Now, as far as anyone knows, I got beef with the royal family. I got big beef. Because one day I had a tantrum so bad at work that I stormed out halfway through and just left. And I was like, oh yeah, this is my big moment. People are going to talk about it. It's everything. I'm putting my foot down. Okay, what happened? A few hours later, Queen's fucking clocked it. She's clocked out. She's done. Same day the Queen died. And I'm like, you can give me this. You can give me half a day, Liz. You got to pop her clogs? Now, I want to admit that I was wrong in that scenario. And I disrespected someone who clearly had their shit together. Because the way Queen Elizabeth II held that shit down for so long. And within 2 years... Y'all fucking it up so badly.
Badly.
We don't know where the king's doing. We don't know if his prostate cancer has taken him off this mortal coil. We all knew it won't be long for him. Everyone saw the fingers. I'm like, that amount of water retention can't be good for you. So we don't know what that is. We also don't know where Kate Middleton is.
That BBL hottie.
The way I have fallen into every Kate Middleton conspiracy theory.
I have as well.
And they keep releasing pictures of her from the side, sort of blurry. And I'm like, why are we treating her like Bigfoot? Why is every picture we're seeing of her from far away and pixelated? And even if it is her, just go up to her and be like, Kate, you all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? If she's doing public appearances, why can't they just, she can just get in front of a camera and be like, hey, girls, I'm alive. Right. I haven't got a BBL. I wasn't growing my bangs out. He didn't beat me to shit. I didn't discover that he's got two babies with this other lady, even though, now, I don't want to be your Middle England mum on me, but I'm not saying he doesn't have those children.
Allegedly.
With the what?
We're gonna say the word allegedly so we don't get sued. Allegedly.
We ain't journalists.
True.
But with the Marchioness of Cholmondeley?
Oh God.
The Marquess of Cholmondeley. What the hell? Firstly, we just made her that up.
You know, ChatGPT that reply. We ChatGPT that
the
name.
What fuck is that? And like, I, for anybody outside the UK who's keeping up with the drama, girl, we don't know what that is either.
We don't know either.
Marchioness is. I don't know where Cholmondeley is, if it's even a place or some kind of title. I don't know. But what I do know is it would be so easy to just get Kate Middleton in front of a camera and say, hello, hi, girls, I'm not dead. I'm living free. You tried to do it with a Mother's Day photo and you fucked that up royally.
Oh, a mess.
And then try to tell us that Kate was the one in the Photoshop doing the composite images, just like hunched over on a Sunday night. You think I'm dumb? That can be the only explanation.
But what is wild to me is the fact that in 2020, how is it that you tell me that they could go and find somebody who's hasn't paid their council tax or hasn't paid a TV license, but we can't get a good picture of this woman? What is wrong with, oh, you ain't coming around and fool me.
You can tell me Meghan Markle's entire nail, hair and beauty schedule, okay? You can tell me when she's got to go into the appointment, when she's getting her roots done. You can find all that. But you can't just get Kate to say hello, hi, not dead. Something's going on over there. And I need to know.
She needs to go on Facebook Live. If that's still a thing. Instagram Live. Tell the people.
I'll take a MySpace reveal.
My idea of how, I personally don't think she's on this earth anymore. I have my idea. I personally think that she walked in on William being pegged by another man and he slit her throat, allegedly. That's what I think.
Now, she's still kicking it. She's absolutely still kicking it. But they got a good thing because the king gonna die. William's going to become king, but him and Kate want to get a divorce. And if she's currently queen, they're like, that's going to cause a major shit. So they're trying to rush through a divorce to get that sorted before he's going to have to be king, whatever. And then he wants to marry, what's her name? The Marchioness of Shaman Christmas, whatever.
But just look at William. Oh,
now this is a good 18th century royal family drama. Mm. This is what we need.
We've been waiting for this to fall apart. And before we wrap it up, just so I'm saying, I saw an article the other day by some fucking bitch from The Guardian talking about, oh, well, we should really care about the rights of women in power. Have we forgotten how this fucking shit island called the UK dragged Meghan Markle through the mud, and now we must have compassion for Kate? Fuck off.
I'll have compassion for Kate when you tell me what the fuck happened.
Until then, she's being dragged.
Somebody tell me the goddamn story. I want to know.
We need to know.
Let's get out of here.
You can find the LeBron Gaze everywhere. Listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Give us some ratings. Tell us we look fabulous. You can find me. It's Nick Charles. And you can follow Dan James LD on Instagram and Twitter. We will see you next week. Until then, enjoy this with your March honeys. Bye.
Bye. Do you know if she has getting a divorce from Will? Yeah. Some people might say that she would be leaving the relationship. She'd be making an exit. Some would say that she would be walking away.
Where is the stop button right
now? Don't walk away, Kate.
I I need a stop button, you know.
Prince William loves you. Don't walk away, Kate.
Are you done?
You'll be the queen soon.
Good for
Bye.
You. Good for you. I love this for you.